Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 22, Pretoria 24, Tzaneen 28. The DA says Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana's decision to terminate the 0.5 VAT hike is a turning point in the fight to protect South Africans from unjustified financial burdens. The party confirmed that it received a proposal from Godongwana's lawyers for an out-of-court settlement for its application to interdict the VAT hike. The DA's Federal Council Chairperson, Helen Ziller.
We are now expecting from the minister's lawyers a formal settlement proposal. We will respond to that settlement proposal through our own lawyers. And if we can reach agreement, including on the issue of costs, we will seek to have that agreement made an order of court.
The Johannesburg emergency services are on high alert due to severe thunderstorms and persistent rain throughout the metro. Flood waters affected several areas, including around Park Ridge, Newlands, Waterfield Park, as well as Witkoppen Road. EMS spokesperson Robert Mutlotsi.
Our motorists are also urged to continue to drive safely, extend the safe flowing distance, and avoid crossing flooded roads and low-lying bridges.
Meanwhile, the city of Tshwane says several areas are without electricity following a fire incident at the Watlu substation. The substation's transformer caught fire just after midnight. The metro spokesperson Lindile Mashigu says this incident led to power trips at the Rooiwal, Pyramid, Pumlani, Watlu and Kuruspoort substation supply areas, which are currently experiencing power outages.
The cause of the fire has not yet been determined. A team of technicians, which has been dispatched to the scene, is currently conducting the assessment. The team will immediately begin with the repairs once the assessments on the extent of the damage and the amount of material needed have been completed.
More on jacarandafm.com. Click on news. And United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says no region is being spared from the accelerating climate catastrophes and the crisis is deepening poverty and fueling conflict and instability. Guterres and Brazilian President Lula da Silva co-chaired the Climate Leaders Summit yesterday, bringing together 17 leaders from major economies and climate vulnerable countries.
Last year, we had the hottest day of the hottest months of the hottest year in the hottest decades. And with the present national action plans in relation to climate, we will get to the end of the century with an increase of temperature of 2.6 degrees. And that will be catastrophic.
I'm Emil Pinaar, hoofnuusdier. Die DA verwelkom die besluit om die BTW-verhoging te skraap.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
Get ready.
On Jacaranda FM.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, but it's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well. Someone else.